Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Well, I'm going to tell you the message on today is going to require some big boy and girl, as they say in various places, draws, because it's going to be a word of an assignment. So I'm just giving you heads up about the assignment that some of you have been on, and you've been asking God, what in the world is going on? So this is going to be a message that's going to help you with a particular demonic force. So this morning when I turned the prayer over to Minister Sheila, I'm going to need you to ask God to prayer on today for it to line up with the assignment that you all are on or are about to be on, or the teaching that God's going to use you to help somebody else. The songwriter said, I just want to help somebody else. Minister Sheila, can you pray for us?
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Apostle Elect. Thank you for the program this morning. It's one of your honor to God for blessing us all, for giving us life for another day. God, I give honor to you who is the head of our life. You gave us another birthday, another day to joy and love and to praise your name for your mercy that you have given your life, Lord Jesus, so that we might have life. Your honor to Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser Wright, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Marlon McCoy, Evangelist and Missionary Tony Montgomery, and Linda Handy, and to Minister Lawrence Seabury. Lord, I give honor to the teachers, the preachers, the apostles, the bishops, all the teachers you have sent here to help us and instruct us and to inform us on the way of life through you, the best life that it is, no matter what it is. You can help us through it. You can show us the way. You can let us know no matter what it is. We give it to you. We pray it up to you, God. You will help us in more ways than one. I thank you for blessing my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, cousins, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. But I just thank you for letting us know that we have life for you and because of you, that we need your help and your guidance to let us know no matter what this government doing or this law enforcement, our neighbors, our coworkers, within our family and within ourselves, that we can live this life through your help, your love, your instructions, your teaching. We just need to ask you, Lord, to help us see the way through this, to guide us the right way, to let us know when the demons is trying to convince us that it's you, when we need to know that you can instruct us that there is not the God that you sent, that is the demon that is trying to pretend to convince us that it is God, but we know it's the devil. But we need you to help us and teach us and to help us understand that no matter what your illness, your finance, your work relation, or even within yourself, that we have to fight a battle for things that approach us, attack us, that come before us, to help us to learn and to understand that you are the best teacher, you are the help, you are the instructor that will show us the way the right way, the loving way, the truthful way. Lord, we need you to help us and open our eyes. Amen. Our bodies and our souls, to give it to you with full instructions of the right way to bring us out the darkness and bring us into the light, the beautiful light of life that you have for us. But God, I thank you, and I thank you for taking us through this night into this beautiful morning that you have blessed us, and to help us understand no matter what it is, you can help us and teach us the way of life that will be everlasting and helpful and loving and in the bright light. We need you, Lord, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Apostle Elect, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. I need to pray, so I'm going to be silent for a minute because of the death and the call of this particular message. So y'all give me a second. I'm going to pray with God, and then I'm going to pray with you all. So while it's silent on the line, can you please pray? Now I'm going to pray with you all. Father God, while my brothers and my sisters and fellow clerics in Christ are released and covered and strengthened through this next assignment, God, I ask you, God, that you give them the ability to stand strong as you expose and decode so many things that would cause a normal heart to flutter, that would cause a normal human being that doesn't have you to be discouraged, that would cause someone to be in their feelings, God, that they will be hurt. But God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen them through this season, through this next assignment, that although they're Judases and there are many King Sauls will be exposed, God, that you will strengthen them through the battle, and that they'll come out stronger and wiser than they've ever been before. God, do what only you can do and use them in a way that only you can use them. And cause them to know that the message on today is sent to strengthen them if they've already been on this assignment and wasn't aware of what it was, or if they're about to enter this assignment that is going to require them to lay before the altar and to receive encouragement from you each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So my question to each of you, and like I said, if I need to come back to you, I will, is what is jealousy to you? And what does it look like? And so that question, I'm going to come back to you. I'm not going to have you answer it immediately, But I need for you to think about sharing with us, what is jealousy to you and what does it look like? And I want to encourage you in and through this new assignment or this ongoing battle that God is going to walk with you through. And once it's all over, I want you to know, my brothers and my sisters, that just as God used Jesus to tell Peter, I'm going to need you to encourage your brothers and your sisters. And just as God used Moses, this enemy you see today or have seen, you will see no more as you continue to submit and yield to God and bless his people and bless his assignment and to stay focused and obey God at all costs. Because Jesus paid it all for each and every one of us. And so as we obey God in this assignment right here, God's going to expose and decode some things and through some people that are going to shock you, especially those that may be family, so-called friends and loved ones. But this demonic force right here, it's got to go. It's been hidden, and it's been suppressed for a long time. But in the name of Jesus, it's got to go. So the lines are open. If you want to say or share with us what jealousy is to you and what it looks like, the lines are open.
Good morning. Okay. Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. That's a deep, deep question because a lot of times you have to look in yourself to make sure there's no jealousy lying within. To me, jealousy is when you know that there's a calling on your life and you're fighting against it. You want let go of situations, peoples, and things. Jealousy is when someone's always riding on your anointing or your gift, and you allow them to, when you know that the word says that we have a personal relationship with God, when the word tells us that we can go boldly to his throne and talk to him because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Jealousy can be, like you said, family. It could even be a close friend, someone that's smiling in your face, someone that's going along with you, you think, with your walk. But all the time, they see the anointing and the gift and the favor on your life, and they're trying to block it, stand in the way, or grab a hold to it. I remember growing up with me and Apostle Elect would hang out in the world because we were young and we was experiencing things. We had to always hold it on to us, following us around because we played sports. We were very popular and they wanted to be around us because of the people that was around us. And when they got what they wanted, they had the nerve to say to the person, I don't want you around them anymore. Or they no longer needed us because they felt that they had arrived. Jealousy has so many heads and so many faces. It's kind of hard to pick out the one. But the main one that I worried about is the one that jealousy shows up with my walk with Christ. How people will say, Apostle Elekah, understand this, who told you you was able to do this? Who told you you was a Vanna White? Or who told you you was a Bob Barker? Or who told you that you had something to give that people wanted to see or receive? instead of someone praying for you, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, they pray, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, or they plan like they plan, P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. Jealousy is ugly. But the thing is, like I said at the first part, you must make sure jealousy is not lying in you first, where you're not trying to see that someone else is jealous. You make sure you're not jealous of someone else. Don't ask for someone else's anointing because you don't know what it cost them. Ask God to give you the spirit of faith, the spirit of power, and the spirit of long-lasting, because when you do that, you can walk in his walk and do what he told you to do. I just have so much I can say about jealousy, but I'm going to give other people a chance to say, because jealousy is ugly, and I believe it's one of the top sins because you're not walking in God's gift that he gave you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sylvia. Is there anyone else that would like to share what jealousy is to you and what it looks like?
Good morning, Saints. This question about jealousy is, as Minister Sylvia was saying, is deep, actually. And as I see it, the first thing that I think of is desiring. Inordinate desire for what someone else has or what another is experiencing or what you think they are experiencing. A desire to want in a grudging manner something that you view as desirable, and you don't really feel like the other person should have it. You should have it. You desire that thing, that position, or even that recognition that someone else has. And I think what it really is revealing is something within you that is lacking, and that you haven't really come to grips with. But again, I feel it is a desire, a covetousness, an intense need to have what you view that someone else has. Okay, so that's about it. That's my input today. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo. Anyone else? Okay, please remember, I said I'm going to need you to put on your Bic. As I have a buddy, she always says that, her name's Mia. She always says, Cecilia, this right here is going to require people to put on their big boy and big girl draw. And for those of you that offended, put on those draws. So the devil, jealousy, is the root cause of him getting kicked out of heaven and cast into hell and, you know, the eternal lake of fire. And you know it was because of his jealousy of the very God created us all. See, we have to remember the demonic forces that are being sent our way are like parasites. They're like little leeches. They want to come in, and in many cases, they want to infect your womb. They want to infect an area in your life, as Minister Margo said, where there's a lack. As Minister Sylvia said, that loved one, that person that could be, like it or not, in a group you're in a so-called church you're in a family you're in. Ah, that bullshit. Oh, God, help me. They want to be the victim most of the time. And they want you to believe that you're the one that's causing whatever feelings they have towards you, even though they may not be talking to you about it, because these type of demonic forces are based on some undesirable physical, mental, moral, emotional, religious thing that's caused them to think that they're the victim, whether it's some type of addiction or some type of failure or some type of promotion. But remember, God has been hated for many, many centuries and years and decades, and we were created in his very image and likeness. Your very skin color causes someone to be jealous of you. The very way that you love causes someone to be jealous of you, because they don't understand, how can you love the way you love, as deep as you love? How can you dress the way you dress? How can you be so wealthy and yet not have as much money or things as they do? How can you be so united with your family? How can you have such relationships with God that God would choose to use you? You've done this. You've done that. Uh-huh. You are self-righteous. You are this. They always got something to compare you to. How and why would God use you? Whether it's in your family, whether it's in your church, whether it's in a group, whether it's on your job, whether it's with your so-called friends, why does God want to use you, as Minister Sylvia say, Vanna White? And as Minister Margo said, why would God want to promote you when he could promote that other person? You know, it's the me, myself, and I ministry. Well, there's three manifestations of the spirit of jealousy that I want to talk about. There's many, but I want to talk about three. Obsession. It's a spiritual type thing that consumes the mind of people because they're obsessed with being you. Mm. But in actuality, the obsession is because of the second thing, the oppression that goes far beyond one's mind, and it starts to impact and infect. You hear me? I didn't say affect. I said infect, like an infection, one's very life. That then the third thing, the possession, starts to take over. So now this person is so weakened and out of control that this jealousy turns into a tormenting spirit. Now, the deposition of jealousy is usually sometimes in an attitude or feelings that a person may have, whether it's driven by low self-esteem or a poor self-image. Some people are so zealous in their vigilance against you until they don't understand that in actuality, they're helping God to promote you. So whether they're your Judas or they're your Saul that's trying to kill you, God wants you to know that their jealousy is because they resent the fact that you gained something that they think that they so rightly deserve. See, this sounds like what you all already said. And see, the very difference and this jealousy versus envy is because some people feel unhappy because you have possessed or accomplished something that they wish that they had. So whether it's jealousy that's based on something that you gained that they wanted or an accomplishment that they wish that they had. So see, sometimes it's envy, and sometimes it's jealousy. But it's all because of the lack of unity person's life, because they have a lack of the ability to agree with you as you agree with God. Because, see, the lack of unity deals with insufficiencies and shortages and absences of unity. But, see, if you're united with someone, that means you're going to celebrate them. You're going to celebrate the things that God is doing in their lives. Well, Minister Margo, well, Minister Sheila, well, Minister Renee, God is calling you to cast out and pull down every element, every fiber of jealousy that he's going to expose to you. Family member, you're going to have to address it. Don't tap dance around it no more. That Sora sister, yeah, you're going to have to address it. Stop dancing around it. That Eastern Star sister and that fraternal order, yeah, you're going to have to address it. Yeah, that so-called friend, that person that is your favorite, they sit next to you in church and they always telling you how beautiful you are when they know in actuality that they're jealous of the beauty that you have because it's bigger than a thing of what you look like. This beauty that God has given you makes it where you're the age that you are, and yet you look younger than the people younger than you. God has blessed you with the skin you're in, so much so, till as he exposes these things to you and these people to you, God's going to show you how to draw them into a place of unity and love that they know they will know that they don't have to be jealous of you anymore because they can actually walk with you, and there's power in agreement. The more of us that walk together, the more that we can do. One can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. So not only is he going to expose to you who's jealous of you, he's going to expose to you who you may be jealous of. Oh, ouch, God. And you all talked about that as well. But the main assignment that you're going to be on is that after God has exposed any and everything that's in you, he's going to show you how to help somebody else. Love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as a grave. That's Song of Solomon 8:6. Greater is he who's in you than he is in the world. Numbers 5:29-31 says, of where a woman goes off and has an affair and defiles herself while married to her husband, or a husband is tormented with feelings of jealousy because he suspects his wife. The priest is to have her stand in the presence of God and go through this entire procedure with her. The husband will be cleared of wrong, but the woman will pay for her wrong. Aren't you glad that Jesus has already paid it all, and all we have to do is repent? See, this spirit of jealousy, as you all have already said, is vindictive. It's vicious. It wants to destroy not only your relationship, it wants to obliterate the very hopes of God forgiving you. It wants you to have a tormented soul. It wants you to walk around in an insecure attitude. It wants you to question the very romantic relationships that you have and the relationships that you have with your sisters and brothers. It wants you to walk around angry, argumentative, backbiting, belittling, bickering. It wants you to give backhanded, you know, those nice, nasty compliments. It wants you to walk around in competition. It wants you to be covetous. It wants you to have a critical spirit. It wants you to dispute everything, to be dissatisfied. It wants you to distrust. It wants you to have division. It wants you to be a fault finder. It wants you to be a gossiper, a greedy. It wants you to be judgmental. It wants you to be a mocker of people. It wants you to not only physically feel like you want to murder someone, it wants you to murder people spiritually, because spiritual sabotage will just destroy your very soul. It wants you to be crawling around. I went to a service on yesterday, and they were praying for this young lady, and she started walking around like a dog on all fours. It wants you to be walking around like a dog on all fours because of that spirit of retaliation and revenge that's on the inside of you. It wants you to spite people. It wants you to be a person that's unforgiving. It wants you to not even know that that spirit is in you. It wants you to want somebody else's blessing. It wants you to want somebody else's favor. It wants you to want someone else's relationship. It wants you to want someone else's anointing. It wants you to want the very anointing that God has placed on someone's life to be able to identify with Christ. Instead of getting it for yourself because you laid on the altar before God, it wants you to want somebody else's. You'll take a handkerchief or something that they sweated on and try to dab it on yourself because you think it's some type of oil. My goodness, we're going to keep it moving. Isaiah 14:13-14. You said to yourself, I'll climb to heaven. I'll set my throne over the stars of God. I'll run the assembly of the angels. My God. I'll climb to the top of the clouds. I'll take over the king of the universe. In some cases, the queen. So in Isaiah, this was somebody wanting to do this. So that's why you know that Satan, who wanted to do all of these things to be greater than God, he has first-hand knowledge of what it takes to be obsessed, oppressed, and possessed by a spirit of jealousy. And guess what? Satan don't mind sharing it with somebody else. He wants everybody to walk around falling to the spirit of jealousy. He wants everybody to walk around acting like their brothers and their sisters, fellow preachers. My goodness. If I haven't seen so much competition between brothers and sisters in the cloth, my. Please, we need to let it go. There are so many people that are working against you when you think they're working with you. There are so many conflicts in the very departments and organizations that you work in. I'm going to hit an organization that may hit home with a whole bunch of people. Your marriage, it's got some jealousy in it. It needs to be dismantled. The very environment that you walk in with your brothers and sisters that say that they love you, the ones that are calling in, listening to your ministers, oh, God, my God. The ones that say they're calling you to encourage you. The ones that are so friendly with your spouse. My God, on today. The ones that are every time you come up with something, they want to say they came up with it. The ones that you do something, they got to do it too. And it's not because they're celebrating you and they like what you did, but it's because of the emotional disorder that they're dealing with. Loose them and let them go. Lazarus, to be loosed and let go. Some of us, the jealousy is like a bondage. It's like an offense. So loose them and let them go. Some of them, it's because the jealousy is that of a Jezebel spirit, where they want what you have. They're covetous. They have the inability to celebrate you. They're always gossiping behind your back. They're promoting strife. They're promoting division instead of being clothed with humility. Some of them, they're so prideful that they think that you have the inability to handle what God has given you. You so blessed, you so favored, now, but you can't even handle it. Because, see, sometimes you fall down, but they forget that you got back up. See, some people think because God is blessing you, you're supposed to be perfect. No, he's perfecting us. Some people don't like the doctrine of Jesus Christ that you are sharing, and so they're jealous with you because they say you should be sharing Buddha. You should be sharing this religion or that religion. They don't like you because you're a true worshiper of Christ. They don't like you because the Father think it's such to worship him, and they must, that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And see, that's you. You worship him in spirit and in truth. You worship him and you seek him early while he can be found. See, you know that God is the great I am that I am. See, you know that this enemy you see today, that you're going to see him no more. So you're to fear not. You know that that tormenting spirit, that unclean, arrogant, ignorant, timid spirit got to go. You know that poverty and jealousy and envy try to be that such that goes hand in hand. But see, there's some rich people that's jealous and envious also. You know that these various traps and these snares and these lies and these rejections and these shames that people are dealing with, that God is a strong deliverer. You know that they're just malnutrition. They're malnourished in the spirit. And in some cases, they're just obese in the greed of their heart and their mind. You know that they're dream killers and that they're trying to hinder you and they try to distract you and they try to be unstable and cause you to have an unstable environment. You know that they're immature and they lack self-esteem. You know that they're condemning people. You know that the negativity that they're in is something that God says that he wants to deliver them from. So let's pray and ask God to help them to get free, because they want to be free. They want to be delivered from jealousy, envy, and the lack of unity. So we're going to teach them how to worship God in spirit and in truth, just like he taught us. We're going to teach them. We're going to ask God and who they are. We're going to ask God to pinpoint, identify them. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't have us thinking that it could be this one or that one. We're not going to wrestle in the spirit. We're going to ask God, God, show us who they are and show us their purpose so that we can remind them that they were known by you when they were formed in their mother's womb, that they are marvelously made, and that they too will be promoted to do what thus say the Lord. We're going to remind them that God is the author and the finisher of their faith and ours as well. We're going to remind them that God has no respect of person and that he's going to show them how to purposefully celebrate others, honor others, and help others, and even bless others. Because, see, when you help someone, that means that you understand to help means that his presence is everlasting. So because God's presence is everlasting and always there, they have the ability to be free from every element, every fiber of jealousy, if they want to be delivered. See, God's going to use you to teach them to be grateful, to be perpetually grateful for what God is doing in their lives, to know that we're to give God all the glory and all the praise for everything that God has done for us. We're going to show them that joyful is a heart because it has good medicine in it. The Message version tells us in Proverbs 17, and 22, a cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom will leave you bone dried. So the very jealousy that they're walking in is causing them to be bone dried, bone tired. So what God is trying to do is get them to dwell in thanksgiving, ha-ta-da-ha-ba-sa, to dwell in gratefulness. Let that heartache go. Let that trial go. Let that problem go. Let that rebellion go. Dwell in the happiness of God. Because, see, that food, somebody had a six-course meal and somebody just had a meal or a snack. But be happy with that which you've given. And even those that need to promote charity and generosity, we're going to show them that. Because it's such a blessing to give, especially when you need what you give. See, you're an example of that. You give that which you need. And people don't understand that. But they don't have to be jealous of that, because God is going to give them a heart of generosity as well. 2 Corinthians 9:11 says, he, talking about God, will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times, so that many will thank God for the very gifts that God has given you. See, we have to understand that even Ecclesiastes 7:5 says, it's better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the songs of a fool. And then verse 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. See, because remember, some of the jealousy is rooted in pride. But God is also going to teach you how to teach them how to focus on God, how to focus on his love. And not only will they focus on God and his love, but God's going to cause them to focus on how much they love you. Because, see, when you focus on something, you have a foundation, you have an observation, you have a clarity, you have a utilization, you have a summation that says, I'm going to follow Christ until I receive total submission. You know there's an acronym for focus that says followers of Christ under submission. There's also an acronym for focus that says foundation, observation, clarification, utilization, and summation. But you know there's also an acronym for agape, the agape love of God. It says all God's anointed people everywhere. And if you're all God's anointed people everywhere, that means that underneath any type of envy that's rooted in fear and rejection, that you're going to release the agape love of God, which is truth. The agape love of God that knows that God has plans for you. For the word of God said, God, for I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's Jeremiah 29:11. But see, I need for you to know this. There's an acronym for Christ that says, certainly his resurrection is supreme truth. And because of the resurrection of God, only begotten Son, I need for you to know that we've got to teach them how to identify with Christ. We have to teach them how to identify and be in Christ, so that he can be in us. We have to teach them the importance of forgiveness and to know that God has forgiven each and every one of us, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that Jesus came to set each and every one of us free because we're free indeed. So we have no need to envy. We have no need to be jealous of one another, because we serve the supreme God, the one and only true and living God, the anointed one, the everlasting Father, the great Redeemer, the builder, the commander of the army of our Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, the strong deliverer, the faithful God of glory. We serve a God that is Father to all. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Margot. He's the God of Sheila. He's the God of Renee. He's the God of Sylvia. He's the God of hope. He's the God of love. He's the God of peace. He's the God of being encouraged and steadfast. He's the God of salvation. He's the God of the heavens. He's the God of how to be have strength and have help. He's the high and lifted one. He's the lofty one. He's the hope of Israel. He's the God that knows all things. He is eternal. He is immortal. He is invisible. He is in heaven, but yet in earth. He is King of kings. He is the lifter of our heads. He is the light of Israel. He is Lord. He is Adonai. He is Lord of lords. He's a loving God. He's majestic. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty God. He's my glory. He's my portion. He's my potter. He's my redeemer. He's my refuge. He's my rock. He's my Israel. He's my refuge. He's my shield. He's sovereign. He's my strong deliverer. He's my tower. He's my God. He's the first and the last. He is God. And because he's all of that, to me, he's even more than that to you. In Jesus' name, Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you. Minister Sheila, is it busy? Can one of you do the closing remarks?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. He is, God is, God is, God is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is, he is everything, he is everywhere. He is for everybody, hallelujah. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for his word today. I thank God for you, woman of God, hallelujah. On fire, hallelujah. On fire, on fire, on fire, on fire, hallelujah. I prayed as you started, I prayed, Lord, hallelujah. Give her the strength, hallelujah. Give her what she needs to step out of herself, hallelujah, and let you come through, hallelujah. And you did, ha-ha, and you did, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah, just what I needed. Just what I needed, hallelujah. Just what I needed, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is, he is, he is, he is, he is. Hallelujah, everything that we need. Satan is a liar. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's tried to steal everything that I am. He's tried to steal everything God told me. He's tried to steal my life. He's tried to steal everything God promised to me. But he's a liar. Hallelujah. God is. Hallelujah. God is. Hallelujah. God is everything I need. I have him. I claim him. I claim my life back. I will reclaim my time because God is outside of time. He made it. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. If I'm out of place, forgive me. Forgive me. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God.
Have your way, God. Have your way, God.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Keep walking with God. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Dr. Cecilia, forgive me. Hallelujah.
Have your way, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Have your way, God.
Here in this family, we've been taught to love God, but we need to learn how to love one another. To love, really love one another and accept who we are. are in God, because in God there is no respect of person. We are all equal. When are we going to grasp that? When are we going to understand that? When are we going to grab hold to that? God loves each of his children equally. Praise you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this word today. Thank you for your revelation and your love. Forgiveness. Praise you, God. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, would anyone else like to have words on today? Praise you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the message on today, because we have to understand we are in a body of Christ. And when you look at the body, there's a different part of each body, the little toe, the little finger, the big toe, the big finger, the shoulders, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the thighs, the, you know, the legs, the feet. You got to look at every part of the body. The body has different parts, so different people play different parts. We, like the apostle said, it should not be competition in the family among members. It should not be. All we should do is understand that jealousy will get in any place it can. The word says sin lieth at the door. I thank God for the word on today. There were so many nuggets, as apostles say. Deliverance ain't pretty, but deliverance is needed. I thank God for the deliverance on today. When we could come to the fact to understand that jealousy lies within as well as outside. We're so busy looking outside, we don't look within. And just know if the gift can be destroyed from inside, what it looks like on the outside. I thank God that me and my sister got together last night and went to celebrate a friend of ours at a birthday party. And we kind of looked at each other and smiled and said, you know what? I don't miss this. I don't miss this, because just sitting there and with everything that happened, we began to see the jealousy among people, that how it boldly walked down the street. It didn't try to cover itself up, but it boldly walked down the street, how everybody was competing against one another. And I thank God to be able to see and know that there is a place of deliverance in our life. When you can see what the word was on today, walk in front of you and thought it wasn't going to be exposed, thought it wasn't going to even be seen. But I thank God for the woman of God that was hundreds, maybe thousands of miles away. God showed her in the spirit to have her speak on it today, to let us know that's what jealousy looks like. It's ugly. It's defiled. No matter how good you call yourself dressing up, jealousy is ugly. You woman of God for today, I thank you for the boldness. I thank you for just being a rescue, sending it out there to let us know that God can rescue you from inside out. I thank God for using you. Amen. Amen. That's all I have to say. Apostle, you would like, I would do your closing remarks if nobody else have anything to say at this time.
Yes, ma'am, please.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in on today. Today was definitely a word needed to be spoken. Today was definitely a word that needed to be planted. Today was definitely a word that needed to be received. So we want to tell you all, please keep tuning in and supporting this ministry, because this ministry is definitely a ministry sent from God. It's not a ministry that it was just a good idea. It was a ministry that was sent for God. I want you all to know that this service is every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here every Monday night with Blog Talk and Facebook most of the Mondays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This program is called Iron Sharpening Iron. Let's talk. We're also here on Friday evenings, where myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, or a Prophet Antoine Thomas will be speaking. It's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you all to know that tomorrow night is Monday. Our speaker will be Dr. Serena Wright. She has written a book. God has allowed her to release this book. It's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. It's available on Amazon. Please support it. It's under Dr. Serena Wright. That's W-R-I-N-G. Please support a woman of God. And just know that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If there's anyone before we end this line that needs prayer, please let the woman of God know, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, that she may pray for you at this time in her closing remarks. Don't get a chance to get something from God and you don't ask. Don't do a shoulda, coulda, woulda. Ask the woman of God to release that word in you on today, because the atmosphere has been set and the atmosphere is open. God is in this program on today. Get what you need while you can get it. Seek him early where he may be found. In Jesus' name, I release this program back to the woman of God.
Amen. Don't want to cut off before anyone could speak. If there's anyone else that needs to say something, or as Minister Sylvia has already said, that wants prayer, and we can pray for you. And as Minister Margo has already said, God is. And that in itself, what is God at the end of that sentence? Your Savior. I could just go on and on. But anyway, is there anyone that requires or would like to request prayer or have any words to say? If not, I will go ahead and close this out and pray. The lines are open. Okay. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We'll put all our attention on you. God, you are God, the God over our life, the God that we take to our jobs and in the classroom. God, you everywhere we go, because you dwell on the inside. God, we love you. We submit to you wholeheartedly, God. We thank you that you caused everything that would be contrary to you and your love, God, to go in the name of Jesus. For you are the great I am that I am. And nothing, no spirit, no demonic force, God, can take your place in our lives, because we have submitted to you, God. And whatever we have not submitted to you, God, we ask that you would cause it to be exposed, God, and decoded, God, so that we can lay it at the altar, God, so that we can give you our all in all, God. God, we thank you. And thank you some more. For if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough, God. We're grateful for every little thing. We're grateful for every huge thing. We're grateful for the things that you've already done. We're grateful for the things you're about to manifest on this assignment. We say yes, 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 yes to your will. We say yes, yes, yes to your way, God. We say yes, yes, yes to your word, God. Release fire from on heaven. That when we speak, that is straight from heaven on today. Empty out our bellies on today, God. God, have your way. Have your way, God. We surrender wholeheartedly to you, God. Bless your people. Wake up America, God, to know that you are the great I am that I am, and you are the key to everything we've ever needed and ever wanted. God bless Minister Margo with things she have not seen or even heard or conceived in her heart. Bless her to be that person that's blessed in the city and blessed in the field. God bless her that whatever you send her to do, not only will it be blessed, but that people will look at her and say, I want to serve your God. God bless Minister Sheila, God. That when people see how she's fell in love with you, God, that they want to fall in love with you too. Because they know you have no respect of person. And the same way she loves you, and the same way the great Trinity loves one another, you have that love for them too. And that she's blessed in the city and blessed in the field. She's the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God bless Minister Sylvia as you give her the directions for her assignment, for her retirement, for the call on her life, and that just as charitable as she is in giving and blessing others, that you will do the same for her. Show her how she can't outgive you. She can't outlove you, but she's sure enough going to try. In Jesus' name, she's blessed in the city and blessed in the field. And her vast is overflowing. Do it for everyone that's connected to Smile 3E. Bless Pastor Troy. He's the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Bless Prophet Antoine. He's blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Bless Dr. Wright as she speaks on tomorrow, that the word will come forth and that she will be blessed from her head to her toes, to from the inside out. God bless Minister Lauren. God bless Elder Tony and Elder Ron, God, that they're blessed in the city and they're blessed in the field, that they're the head and not the tail. And God, continue to bless their giving, not only in teaching, but financially. Expand their ministry and expand every ministry that's on the line today and every time we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bye-bye. Love you.